This podcast is hosted on podhome.fm, an intelligent podcasting platform that you can use to host unlimited shows and episodes and have unlimited downloads. Podhome comes with many intelligent features, like Podhome AI, which automatically creates transcripts, chapters, suggests titles, show notes, detects people, and creates clips. You can use Podhome AI unlimited for all your episodes and all your shows. Go check it out and start your free 7-day trial at podhome.fm.
Hello, America. It's your favorite president of all time, according to very reliable sources. I've done it all. Built skyscrapers, written bestsellers, and even had my own hit reality show where I perfected the art of the catchphrase. You're fired. Ring any bells? Of course it does. It's fabulous. It's famous. It's fantastic. But even more fantastic is the Great Sword of the Spirit podcast. Joe is a great teacher, folks. He really is. You should listen. You might even learn something, which would be great. Make Bible Studies Great Again with Joe and the Fantastic Sword of the Spirit podcast.
Premillennial, pre-tribulational, dispensational, independent, and standing on the inspired, preserved Word of God, the King James Bible as our final authority, this is the Sword of the Spirit podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Joseph Russiello. Take your Bible, sit back, and join us as we open and study the Word of God. And now, here's your host.
Folks, this is Joe Russiello, and it is great to be with you once again as we open up and study the precious Word of God, your King James Bible. And you know, folks, as always, wherever and whenever you find yourself listening, it's always my prayer that you also find yourself in the grace and in the mercy of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. All right, and we are live once again from the Asylum Studios here in beautiful downtown Eagle Pass, Texas. And it is another beautiful, beautiful night here, and we are so thankful to be able to spend another Thursday evening with you here at the Sword of the Spirit podcast. Well, so many things have gone on during the course of this week. We've made some new additions and changes, and things are just moving along here. We are fully integrating into the podcasting 2.0 ecosphere, if you want to call it that. We are absolutely enjoying the experience, and it is already, we're already seeing some returns on our investment of our time into integrating with podcasting 2.0. So it's been a real blessing, and we'll touch more on that a little bit later on in the show. Got a few things that we're going to talk about somewhere along the way here. All right, we'll just leave it at that. And we are just really excited about it. A whole bunch of new platforms that we've been exposed to. One of the new fountains that we are part of is Fountains. I'm thinking about Fountains.fm. One of the new platforms that we're on is a platform called TrueFans, TrueFans.fm. And we recently signed up with them, and it has been a blessing. It really has. We've already made some really great headway in there. We've got a bunch of plays and downloads through the TrueFans platform already, and it's been absolutely amazing. And we're going to be adding on a few more as we go along here. But just another really important thing that you guys need to know about is since we're going full on with the podcasting 2.0 platforms, we are separating ourselves from the, you want to call them the legacy podcasting platforms? We can call them that. We have officially removed ourselves from iHeartRadio, so we are no longer broadcasting our podcasts across iHeart's platform. Everything had been removed as of today. So if you are listening to us or were listening to us on the iHeart platform, I would strongly recommend you look for us on one of the new podcasting 2.0 compliant platforms like TrueFans or Fountain.fm. Great platforms, and I really think that you'll enjoy the experience on there. And it makes it so much easier for us to interact with each other. You can do your boosts through those platforms, the 2.0 platforms. We've seen a few of those boosts already come through, and that's something, again, that we'll touch on just a little bit later on in the show today. So if you can, join us over there. Also, if you're listening to us on Spotify, we have requested to have our material removed from Spotify as well. So please head on over to any of the new 2.0 platforms. Like I said, some of the great ones like Fountain and TrueFans, now that we're on, these are the newest ones. We really do recommend that you head on over there. And it's they're great platforms. Easy to look. Even if an old guy like me can figure out how to set up a crypto wallet, you can do it too. It's really very easy. All right. So head on over there and check out all of the new developments and advancements. Also want to encourage you to head over to our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com. Mr. Producer has been working very, very, very hard on bringing that website up to date for us. And we got so many more things that'll be coming along as we fully immerse ourselves in this podcasting 2.0 platform. So head on over to our website, check it out. It'll be a blessing to you. It'll be a blessing to me as well. And, you know, you can still do all the same things you did on the old platform, the old website. Just a couple of things aren't fully up and running yet, like our subscription, our email subscription link is not up yet. But you can... no, the email is up. I'm sorry. I'm corrected. The email is up. The subscription box is not. So you can contact us through the website, but you can't subscribe to the mailing list yet through the website. So we are still working on that. Now, if you want to get on our mailing list, you can easily just shoot me an email at info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com, or you could shoot an email over to Mr. Producer at producer@swordofthespiritpodcast.com. All right. Now, last week, we talked about some great things, some important things, things that we really needed to talk about in order to lay the groundwork for today's show. So last week, we talked about the satanic plan to hinder God's plan. And then, you know, we worked our way through the Old Testament a little bit, and we showed you where and how there has been a satanic attack, and then how God counterattacks to preserve his plan. Well, after we got through the Old Testament, we then went into the New Testament, and when we got there, we saw that God ceases the counterattack, and instead, he provides his people with the provisions to endure the attacks. And one of those provisions, a very important provision, is the whole armor of God that you find over in Ephesians chapter 6. Now, this week, We're going to talk about some other things, and we're going to try to understand what's going on in this world today with anti-Semitism. All right, now, before I start preaching the message here, we're going to ask you to head on over to our website. We're going to do a couple of things here. Head on over to the website, go over to our contact section, and when you get there, look for that little contact button, and why don't you fire us off a message? All right, you could let us know whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, any questions, comments, cares, or concerns that you might have. And also, don't forget to send over those prayer requests. Now, we might not be doing the prayer requests right now on the show, but I am praying over those lists that we do receive, and I'm praying over all of the things that have been asked of us to do, to pray over. And believe me, folks, it's a privilege to be able to do that. It's a privilege to bear one another's burden. It's a privilege to be able to pray for the things that are of a concern to your heart and mind. So please, send over those prayer requests. And speaking of those prayer requests, I do have an update from the prayer list, believe it or not, which is we were complaining about that last week, that folks don't update us on these things. And I got a wonderful piece of information today, just a little bit before showtime, that one of our listeners, their aunt, who we've been praying for, who has cancer or had cancer, is now cancer-free. And we are so thankful to the Lord for that. We're thankful for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and please continue to pray for Maria as she completely recovers from the cancer that she's now free and clear from, and that the Lord will keep her free and clear. Wow, that's just an amazing update, and we are again just amazed at the effectiveness of prayer. Thank you so very much for your prayers. All right. Also, while you're on our website, if you would, you can also head over to the Support This Show tab on our website. And when you get over there, you're going to see two options. All right. We used to have several. We had monthly recurrings and so on and so forth. We did away with all that. What we're doing now is we have you could either contribute or donate via PayPal in any amount that you feel is appropriate. Or you can donate through Satoshis, which is a cryptocurrency. So you have links to both of those locations to do that, and that would be a blessing. Now, Mr. Producer and I were talking about this, and we think that even though we're not specifically saying this is the limit, this is what you have to make a contribution for, we're not setting any limits like that, we would like it, though, if you could at least start with 1611. All right. So if you want to contribute to us in through PayPal with actual cash money, you could start with $16.11, or you can give us 1611 toshis, satoshis, 1,611 satoshis. And the whole point of this is it's a value for value operation. That's the whole point. All right. If you are receiving any type of value, if you find anything that we're doing here is of value to you and you want to contribute in those ways, that's a way to do it. Or you could show your appreciation for what we're doing through your time or your talent, which is what Brother Claude is doing, our producer. He's donating his time and his talent to help us along here with our show and produce this show for us. And it's a great way to do it. So value for value, the three T's: time, talent, or treasure. Now, if you have an ability, like a talent, like Claude does, he's very techie. He knows his stuff. He knows his stuff. He's basically brought this podcast from the 20th century into the early parts of the 21st century. So we appreciate that. But he's donating his time and his talent to help us do that. Now, if you're a graphic designer, you want to design some cover art for us on the show, please feel free to do that, and we would appreciate it. It would be a blessing for us to receive that from you, and that's how way you can show us the appreciation that you have for what we're doing here. And it's a wonderful concept. It's really great to be a part of it. And listen, folks are doing it. So, we appreciate that. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But the 1611 point is where if you make that contribution in 1611 or more, we will give you a shout out here on the podcast as we're broadcasting here live, and to show our thanks for that. And we're also working on a few other little things. It'll be kind of fun as we develop them, but I'm not going to spill the beans on that. We'll talk about more of that a little bit later on. So just head over to our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com. Look for that support button and look for those little ways you can help us out through our value for value. But of course, as always, before you do anything as far as a contribution, we do want you to pray about it. We do want you to seek the Lord's guidance on this. And again, if these podcasts and these live broadcasts have been a blessing to you in any way, shape, or form, if you'd like to be an active part of what we're doing here, folks, your contributions really do go a long way. And we would be very, very thankful for it. All right. Now, first and foremost, as we go on here, you know, we always want to take a minute here and give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank him, first of all, for the tremendous and powerful gift of salvation. We are thankful to the Lord for first of all, God himself taking on human form, coming to this earth in the flesh, enduring the suffering of the cross to pay for your sins and mine. And the only thing that he asks in return is for you to put your full faith, trust, and confidence in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, that's all it takes. That's all it is. There's nothing else attached to it. There's no work attached to it whatsoever. Your baptism is not going to save you. And listen, I'm a Baptist, okay? And I believe in the Baptistic distinctives. I believe that baptism is a very, very important thing for a believer to take part in, because it's an outward display of something that took place spiritually, something that took place internally. It's also a display of obedience to the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to put it a little bit more simply, if water baptism, if going down into a pool of water, getting dunked and coming back up was good enough for the Lord Jesus Christ himself, then it's good enough for me. So, Your salvation is not based upon your baptism. Your salvation is not based upon you taking a little cookie and a little sip of juice. None of that saves you, folks. Is it a good thing to be in communion with the Lord? Absolutely. Of course it is. It's a very good thing. But it's not going to save you. Not at all. Praying to Mary is not going to save you. Praying to the saints is not going to save you. Your church is not going to save you. Your denomination is not going to save you. No work that you do will save you. And also, so important to understand this as well, no work that you do will continue to save you. Once you are saved, you are saved. End of the story. There is nothing else to it. Once you are saved, you are saved. There are plenty of verses that we can go through. We don't have time to go through them right now, but look them up. Search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Because folks, if you're trusting in anything, if you are a person who claims to be a Christian, and you are putting your trust in anything other than the shed perfect blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and that alone, you do greatly err not knowing the scriptures. And I would encourage you to study this out. I would encourage you to study it out. I also want to say thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ for giving me this opportunity to serve him the way I do, in this way, because this is such a blessing for me. And folks, I pray before every show. I tell the Lord, hey, Lord, it's here we go again. Here we go again. We're gonna get on the air. We're gonna talk, and I'm gonna ramble. I'm gonna say things that are dumb and stupid, but Lord, I need you to help me get the message across. I'm the dumb one here. I'm the one that's dumber than a box of rocks. So, I pray for that every day, and I am so thankful that God has given me this opportunity, despite my failures. Despite, hey, look, I'm a sinner just like you are. I make the same mistakes that you make. I sometimes think things, say things, do things that I should not do, should not think, and should not even not even say, but I do. And the Apostle Paul talks about that extensively over in Romans chapter 7. You should read that. You should read it. And I'm just amazed that even though I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner saved by grace. And God has blessed me with this platform. And this platform has allowed me to talk to folks all across this beautiful plain on which we live. This is a platform that God gave me where I can talk about his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is an incredible privilege. And I am so very incredibly thankful for it. Now, I also want to say thank you to all of you who have been supporting us through your financial contributions. Thank you so very much for supporting us. Thank you so very much for it. Without your contributions financially, there's a lot of stuff that we've been doing that we wouldn't be able to do. And it's just a testimony to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're thankful for your financial contributions. We also want to say thank you to every single one of you who has been praying for us. Thank you. Thank you so much for praying for us, for praying for this ministry, for praying for my family, for praying for Mr. Producer and his family as he's spending so much time on these things, and also praying for me. Now, last week I mentioned to you that I got some not so great news from doctor's reports and whatnot, and I'm going to say thank you again for praying for me. Please continue to pray as we work our way through it, and just know that I am appreciative of that and I'm thankful for it, and just like you're praying for me, I'm praying for you as well. So please continue to pray for us, and of course we want to say thank you to every single one of our listeners everywhere. Thank you so much for tuning in and for downloading all of our shows. It is a blessing to see our numbers increasing each and every day. It's a blessing to get the interactions that we've been getting, the emails we've been getting, even the bad ones, like the one I read the other day on Sunday. It's a real blessing, and I am so appreciative of that. Thank you so, so very much. But folks, remember, wherever it is that you're listening, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends, your family, and your followers. That way, you'll help us spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, folks, how about we get to some announcements? Well, we hit the wrong button there. Sorry. Announcements. We are back. Sorry about that. Hit the wrong button. Okay. Sorry. My fault. I can't blame Mr. Producer because he's not with us tonight. So, unfortunately, the blame is on me. All right. So, I just want to remind you of our Thursday night Bible study every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we are currently going through a study of the indicators of the last days. And tonight we'll be getting into part 4 of that series. And we have maybe 3-4 more parts of the series coming up, and it's been a blessing to study this and talk about it with you, and to see our numbers as they're growing as we're going through this particular study. So truly a blessing, and I am very thankful for all the feedback we've been getting on it. So Thursday night Bible study, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, talking about the indicators of the last days. Also, Sermon Sunday. We are doing our Sermon Sunday broadcast every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And you know, I'm telling you, this irritates me to a degree because, you know, I get these ideas at the worst possible time where I can't do anything about it. I was driving back to the house after work today, and a new name for our Sermon Sunday came to mind, and I was like, oh, that's great. We're going to have to change that. And instead of either texting it to myself or texting it to Claude, I just said, I'll remember it when I get back to the house. When I got to the house, don't you know that I forgot what it is? I'm telling you, folks, I way too many things going on, way too many things. I'm forgetting too much stuff. But Sermon Sunday, every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Where can you hear this? Well, we are no longer hosted on Spreaker. We are self-hosting on our website, and we are partnering with that self-hosting with podhome.fm. And if you are a podcaster or if you're interested in getting into podcasting, I would highly recommend you head over to podhome.fm and open up an account with them, get to work putting out some content, all right? So you can hear our shows live every Sunday and every Thursday on swordofthespiritpodcast.com. Just head over to our website, homepage, right there in the middle of the page. And, of course, shortly thereafter, all of our episodes are uploaded to the host, to the podcasting platforms that you love the most. All right. Now, if you are in the Eagle Pass area and you are looking for a good King James Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church, folks, why don't you consider paying us a visit over at First Baptist Church of Eagle Pass? You know, we meet at 664 North Monroe. Our Sunday school hour starts at 10 a.m. Our worship service begins at 11. Our Sunday evening service is at 6. And our Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 p.m. You can head over to the church's Facebook page. Just get on Facebook, search for First Baptist Church of Eagle Pass. And once you get over to our the church's Facebook page, you'll find a lot of really helpful information. And you'll even find some archived episodes of our podcast here. So it's been a real blessing to be able to use the church's Facebook page to distribute the show. It's a blessing to have Pastor John Monk as my friend and as my pastor, and such an incredible encouragement. I mean, there, folks, I know we talked about it last week. You know, Jeremiah, you remember we talked about Jeremiah? Jeremiah quit the ministry like four times in the book of Jeremiah. And there have been plenty of times where I've had my Jeremiah moment where I just said, you know what, I'm done. I'm done. I am ready to toss this thing out into the river. But you know what? God used my pastor, my friend, to encourage me to keep going, to keep fighting the good fight, to keep moving forward, and you know, just to keep a steady stride as we're going through this. And you know something? It's such a blessing to have him as a friend and a pastor. So head on over to the church. You can meet him there. He's a great guy. You're going to love him. You're going to love the church. Good church family. And also, thank you to everyone at the church who run the Facebook page. Thank you for helping us out with this. It's been a real blessing to be working with you along with it. All right. Let's see. The Three Pillars podcast. My good friend, Chase Tobin's wonderful little podcast. And I say little as a tease because, you know, we're like that. But the Three Pillars podcast focuses on your personal growth, utilizing the three pillars of fitness, spiritual, mental, and physical. Chase puts out a new episode every Friday morning. You could find the video version of his podcast at YouTube, on YouTube at the number 3 Pillars podcast. Or you can head over to Rumble, which is my personal preference, Rumble at Three Pillars Podcast. Or you can head on to his website, threepillarspodcast.wordpress.com. Now, for the audio version, you can find him on all of your favorite podcasting platforms or wherever you get your podcasts. And just look for him there at the number 3 Pillars Podcast. All right, folks, just want to remind you of our programming announcements. Now, again, the link isn't working on our website, so if you want to get on this mailing list, and it's just a mailing list where we're going to be sending you information about programming changes to the show prior to airtime. All right, we might end up using it at some point as an email blast to let you guys know that the show is going live, but it seems we're not having any difficulties right now with our text blast service. So everybody that's on that list should be getting the messages. If you're not, please let me know. Shoot me an email, info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com, and we'll get on that right away and get it corrected. All right, let's see. Where's my little hot sheet right here? All right, so one of our partners here, I want to tell you a little bit about the War Tribe Armory. War Tribe Armory is located here in beautiful Eagle Pass, Texas, on U.S. 57 at 3037 U.S. 57. The War Tribe Armory is a specialist in Cerakote engraving, cleaning, stippling, restoration, refinishing, repairs of your firearms. Also, if you're looking for a custom build, they're the guys to go to. They can help you out with gun sales. They can get the weapons for you if they don't have it on site, or if you purchase a weapon off the web or anywhere else that has to get shipped, they are FFL, so you can have that that item sent to them, and they will be able to transfer that ownership over to you upon their receipt. Also, if you're looking for magazines, holsters, or if you have a trade-in, or if you're looking to buy a trade-in, they can help you out with that. You can find them on Instagram at wartribe.armory. You can also find them on Facebook at wartribe armory, or email them at wartribearmory1133@gmail.com. The great thing about War Tribe, not only is it a local business, but it is veteran-owned and operated. All right, we also want to tell you about Armory One. Armory One provides Texas license to carry certification and leverages over 30 years of military and law enforcement experience in instructing students in the safe use of firearms. Armory One also offers numerous courses on self-defense with a handgun, active shooter preparedness, home defense, and much more. You can find out more information about Armory One by visiting their website at armoryone.com. Now, coming up March 23rd and March 24th, there will be a license license to carry and a close quarters combat training class being offered by Armory One at the ranch over in Brackettville. So you can head over to their website. It'll be up there as well. Or you can email me at info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com and I will get you some more information on that. Okay, let's see. Anatomy of a Revolution. A friend of ours, Scipio Eruditus, has published his book, The Anatomy of a Revolution, talking about the French Revolution. And you can get your copy at revolutionanatomy.crd.co, or you can head over to the Firmamental Podcast. Right? Yeah, the firmamentalpodcast.com, and you can order your copy through there as well. And once I get my copy, hint, hint, Mr. Producer, once I get my copy and we get through it, we will have Scipio on the show and talk about his book. Looking forward to that. Again, like I've told you before, Scipio, he's a smart guy, and I'm really looking forward to reading what he has out there for us. All right, Sword Swag. Don't forget, no more Sword Swag. We are revamping that whole operation, so there's nothing available for you if you're trying to get something off the website. As soon as that is back up and running, we will let you know. And until then, just hang tight, folks. We're going to try to get it ready for you for the holidays. Don't worry. We're getting there. All right. Let's see. Our social medias. Let's see. The usual Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at the SOTS Podcast. TikTok at the SOTS Podcast. Getter at SOTS Podcast. Truth Social, SOTS Podcast. We have a Rumble channel as well. We don't do video. You know that. I have a face for radio, not video. So we are, but we are on there. We are putting up our audio. And it's been good on Rumble. Actually, we've been getting a few more subscribers there as well, and that's been a great thing, and we're thankful for that. So you can find us on Rumble at SOTS Podcast. Also, we also have a Locals channel. You can find us there. Now, the thing with Locals is a lot of folks think that you need to pay for it. Now, I do not believe in putting the Word of God behind a paywall. I've told you that before. In complete transparency, I tried to do something behind a paywall, and it just did not feel right. So we got rid of it. I think I did 4 post shows where we did some kind of like deep dives into like cults and things like that. But I think we did 4 shows, maybe 5, and it just I did not feel right putting it all behind a paywall. The Word of God is not something that you peddle. Okay, so we decided to get rid of that, and so with Locals, you do not need to be behind a paywall. If you would like to contribute, though, you can do that through Locals, or you can go to our website. All right, well, let's see. So what we'll do here is we're going to take how about we do this? Instead of going to the break now, how about we talk about some of the folks that have taken advantage of the podcasting 2.0 and the value for value system that we're now part of. Again, like I said, our recommended minimum donation for any future shout out would be at least $16.11 on PayPal or 1,611 sats through whatever your Lightning wallet would be. All right, so I just want to throw out a couple of things to you. So we want to say thank you so much to, I know this isn't the guy's real name, I know that, but Yeti Bob has contributed $20 through PayPal. We thank you for that. Taylor has contributed $12 through PayPal. Thank you, Taylor. We appreciate it. We have Hector and Mel for $10. We have Kelly for $5. And then on through True Fans, our new platform that we're streaming on, we have John contributed 400 sats on True Fans. David with 300 sats on True Fan. Brian. Brian, who has been actually listening to us for quite a while now, Brian has been following us since we ever got onto the Good Pods platform, which is quite a while now. And I see him there quite a bit. He rarely ever misses an episode. And Brian has come through with the league-leading 765 sats also through True Fans. Thank you so much, Brian. We appreciate that. And then rounding it up, we have Lori, who contributed some sats today, this morning. We received that notice that she has contributed 510 sats. So thank you so much, folks, for all of that. We really, really do appreciate it. And you know what? I think that you guys deserve a round of applause for that. Thank you so very much. and continue to spread the word. And we would really, really, really appreciate it. All right, folks. So with all that said, we are going to take our first break of the evening here. And that will give you a chance to go grab that King James Bible, maybe grab yourself a cup of coffee. And when we get back, we'll be getting into our Bible study for tonight on the indicators of the last days, part four. Folks, this is the Sword of the Spirit podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends, your family, and your followers. That way, you'll help us spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
This podcast is hosted on Podhome.fm, an intelligent podcasting platform that you can use to host unlimited shows and episodes and have unlimited downloads. Podhome comes with many intelligent features, like Podhome AI, which automatically creates transcripts, chapters, suggests titles, show notes, detects people, and creates clips. You can use Podhome AI unlimited for all your episodes and all your shows. Go check it out and start your free 7-day trial at podhome.fm.
Alone in the darkness, you're wondering, is Jesus still listening to me? Is he truly aware of my suffering? And is this the way it always will be? My friend, I know the answer to your question, but don't trust my opinion alone. You should ask a host of others, sisters and brothers who have been there, and their stories live on.
Just as the woman at the well, the thief on the cross, the lame man who's walking, the dumb tell it all, as the beggars and lepers who've been touched by his hand, can he handle an impossible task? They'll know the answers just as
I too have stood in the darkness, not wanting to walk one more mile. My mind filled with unanswered questions, hiding tears behind every smile. But then I drew strength from those pilgrims, the ones who were the first to believe. When their faith reached out to touch him, his arms reached back to help them, and he's able to do the same for you and me.
Just as the woman at the well, the thief on the dumb tell it all, as the beggars and lepers who've been touched by his hand, can he handle an impossible task? They'll know the answers just as, just as the woman at the well, the thief on the dumb tell it all, as the beggars and lepers who've been touched by his hand, can he handle an impossible task? They'll know the answers. They'll know the answers. They'll know the answers.
This book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's character. Christ is its subject, our good its design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is given to you in life, will be open in the judgment, and be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, rewards the greatest labor, and condemns all who trifle with its holy precepts. The King James Bible, God's holy book.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hey, folks, welcome back to the Sword of the Spirit podcast. This is Joe Russiello, and we are just coming back. Let me know if you have any issues with the audio. I'm understanding that we're getting some pops and clicks, particularly on the breaks and some audio drop-off. So if you could... if you're experiencing that, would you please let me know? Shoot me an email at info@swordofthespiritpodcast.com and let me know what you're listening on. If you're on a mobile device, operating system like Android, iOS, or if you're listening through a web browser or something like that, let me know, and we'll see what we can do about that. All right. Father, I do pray that you would add your blessings to the examination and study of some critical and very, very important things here tonight. These are indicators of the last days in which you live. No doubt about it. None whatsoever. And even though on one side of the equation they're a little bit frightening, on the other side, they're simply just a verification that your word is true. Your prophecies are correct. Everything you've said is on target. And we as a people of faith are excited that we can see it and believe it. And we thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we do pray. Amen. All right, now, last week we initiated some discussion on the subject of anti-Semitism and, and who does the land actually belong to, if you remember that. Well, it belongs to Israel. Now, the first time the word holy appears in the Bible, the word holy, the first time, is a reference to what? Does anybody remember? Dirt, right? Dirt. The first time God called anything holy, he was talking about the ground, dirt. Before he said his name was holy, before he said the Godhead was holy, his word was holy, his son was holy, anything, he said that dirt was holy. Well, that initiates a great contest that's been going on for many, many centuries, the fight over that which is holy. And then, you know, if you extrapolate from there and you go around 360 degrees, anything that God says is holy, there's going to be conflict. Anything. You know, as a Christian, as a believer, God says that you're a holy and a peculiar people. Emphasis on the word peculiar. But not peculiar in the sense that the world thinks of peculiar. All right? Peculiar in the sense that they think we're peculiar. All right? But you're a holy people. Israel was called a holy people. So believers in this age are a target. Israel is a target. The church is a target because God says that because that's something holy also. Okay? It's the holy bride of Christ. So anything that's holy is going to be in the crosshairs of Satan. There's no question about it. None whatsoever. All right? So we talked about the ground. And then last week, we talked about the satanic plan to hinder God's plan. And, you know, we kind of worked our way through the Old Testament a little bit. And we showed you how there's been an attack. And then God always initiates a counterattack in order to preserve his plan. And then when we get to the New Testament, you know, God ceases the attack, right? He ceases the counterattack. Now, he is not on the attack now. Now he simply gives his people the provisions that they need to endure. Now, one of the greatest provisions that you and I have as believers is the whole armor of God. Now, when we get to the tribulation, right, God goes on the attack again. But right now, not so much. Right now, he's just providing us enough to get us through this slugfest. Folks, think about it. Won't it be grand when we get to heaven? And we won't have to go through all the monkey business we have to go through today? None of it whatsoever? I mean, can you imagine that? You won't have to file with the IRS in heaven. Amen? You know, I filed my taxes last week. And, man, I just absolutely despise doing those things, you know? It is just one huge headache. But, you know, we have to fight our way through it and the whole deal. But heaven is going to be grander than we can imagine. Amen? So we saw the attacks and the counterattacks and so on and so forth. Now, this week, tonight, what we want to talk about or just some other things, all right? And I kind of want to just help you understand a little bit what's going on in the world with anti-Semitism. Because, I mean, just watch the news. Whether you watch conservative news or liberal news, I don't know why you'd watch liberal news, but, you know, MSLSD or, you know, whatever. Because no matter where you're watching, you see it everywhere. It's invading. Anti-Semitism is invading all countries, all continents, and all cultures. Now all of this and more, a great deal more, you know, we can anticipate as we examine Bible prophecy. So last week we observed that that the minute that God put a plan of salvation in motion, Genesis 3:15, the adversary went to work. And the result was a series of attacks on the seed of redemption, with God responding with a series of counterattacks. Now, what we need to understand is, why is all of this taking place? Now, you could read what the newspapers say. You can see what Fox News says and even what the sociologists say, but you'll never get the full meal deal until you study your Bible to get the answer. Now, a lot of people have said, well, you know, if Israel is God's earthly people, and they are, folks, they are, then why would he allow them to be persecuted to the extent that they have? I mean, not only what they're facing presently, but what they've faced historically over the last couple of thousand years. You know, think of the Spanish Inquisition, you know, the Holocaust and all that. I mean, why has God allowed his people to endure such hideous persecution? Well, doesn't he love them? Doesn't he care about them? Well, so let's dig into that a little bit. First of all, Jesus warned of the coming persecution. All right, take your Bible. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, while I take a sip of my water here. Nice, wet water. I know, it's redundant. I know. All right, Matthew 24, and we're going to get to this why that we were talking about in just a minute. First of all, Jesus warned us about it. All right, now Matthew 24 in its entirety is a tribulation passage. It's a tribulation chapter, and so these are things these are things yet to come after the rapture. All right, there's a rapture in Matthew 24. Right, there is a rapture in Matthew 24, but that's not the rapture of the church. Okay, that's an entirely different rapture encompassing some tribulation saints. All right. Now, there are a lot of churches out there, a lot of denominations that get that mixed up. They don't understand that because they don't rightly divide the word of truth. They don't look at it dispensationally. So they get all confused and think that the church is going to go through the tribulation when it's not. All right? So you have to keep in mind that this is not the church we're talking about. You also have to keep in mind that in the Old Testament, you have two raptures. You've got the rapture of Enoch in Genesis chapter 5, right? Don't you? Didn't Jesus compare the flood of Noah to a tribulation? He did. He absolutely did. Now, Enoch was translated or raptured just prior to that tribulation, all right? Now, the second rapture in your Old Testament is a fellow named Elijah. Now, Elijah got out of here in the middle of a tribulation. So, do you see the pattern? Ahab, the wicked king, and his lovely wife Jezebel are great pictures of evil incarnate. So Elijah was in contest with Ahab, a type of the Antichrist, and in the middle of that time, he got raptured out of there. So those two raptures in the Old Testament mirror or picture two raptures in the future. Enoch is a picture of the church. Elijah is a picture of the tribulation saint. And so it's really not a coincidence that Elijah and Moses show up as the two witnesses in the tribulation in Revelation chapter 11. Now, Jesus is warning of things to come. And let's pick it up, verse 2 of Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verse 2. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. He's speaking of the temple. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be?
All right, now notice the question. And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? Now, Jesus isn't your typical politician. All right, he answers the question. He actually answers the question. Have you ever noticed that about politicians? They don't generally answer questions. They will go through all kinds of verbal gyrations, and you're still waiting for an answer. Jesus gives them an answer. Let's see what he says. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Well, we certainly encounter a lot of wars, don't we? Right? Verse 7. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. All right, now watch it. That thing is sort of a worldwide application there in verse 6 and 7. But now he kind of narrows the thing down specifically to Israel. All right, verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, obviously, there has to be an object of the hatred. And the object of the hatred is Israel. All right? And then, many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, a lot of people, like I said earlier, try to make that a works salvation. All right, they try to take that and make a works salvation and apply it to the church age. Well, see, you see what it says, right? You'll understand what I mean. It says you've got to endure to the end to be saved. All right, but what they fail to read is the next verse. The next verse. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Folks, you and I don't preach the gospel of the kingdom, okay? And if you do, I mean, you're really hairballed, all right? That's not what we preach. Do you know what that is? That's a tribulation message, the gospel of the kingdom. Do you know what gospel we preach? Paul called it the gospel of Christ. Do you see? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. You know, you do realize that there is more than one gospel in your Bible. In fact, there's another one all the way over in the book of Revelation that an angel preaches. It's called an everlasting gospel. You know, things that are different are usually different. And that needs to be observed, wouldn't you say? What is the gospel of the kingdom? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. There's going to be a whole lot of Jewish folk in the tribulation that'll be praying that New Testament prayer. They're going to be praying, Lord, please come, and eventually he will. He will. All right, so Jesus warned them of this particular time and activity. All right, let's look down here in verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand ye in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. All right, now that's the Antichrist as defined by Daniel. And so the Antichrist, he's going to be the primary perpetrator of this hatred and animosity against the Jewish people. And so all of that we see taking place in the world today is Satan motivated. It's satanic, and there's no doubt about it. From the top of its head to the bottom of its feet, it's just as satanic as it can possibly be. You know, when our political leaders are trying to get into some allegiance or deal with people that believe that stuff, they're just shaking hands with the devil, folks. That's all they're doing. And, you know, those are the things that we as Americans ought to be really concerned about. And I'll address that a little bit later. Now, this thing, this whole, wait a minute, verse 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. All right, so there's coming a day when a huge population of Israel is going to have to flee. And, you know, we'll talk about all the details of that in another lesson, you know, not tonight. But they're going to have to flee Israel. And, you know, just a little sidebar for what it's worth, because I think this is interesting. All right. He says, verse 20, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Well, why not on the Sabbath day? Because an Old Testament economy is going to be revived in the tribulation. Why? Because God is dealing with Israel. You and I have no particular direction to observe the Sabbath day. In fact, we don't. Do you know what most of you do on the Sabbath? You cut your grass. You wash your car. You go shopping. Right? Isn't that right? Because the Sabbath day is Saturday. We don't even go to church on the Sabbath day, do we? No. Folks, why do Christians go to church on Sunday? That's a very popular question. You get asked that a lot. Well, why do Christians go to church on Sunday? It's not because we're under any particular command to do so, but by observation of example by the early apostles. They started getting together on the first day of the week. That's Resurrection Day, isn't it? And that's why we observe, you know, what we honor, isn't it? That's what we observe. Resurrection Day. And so the disciples gathered together on the first day of the week in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and also three or four other places like that. So that's why we do it. We're not under mandate to do it. We can have church on Tuesday as easily as we can have it on Sunday. It's just that. It's just the way it is. So, all right, I'm off my soapbox. So they're going to flee. Now go to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. While you're going there, I got into a debate with a Seventh-day Adventist the other day at McDonald's. He works at the drive-thru window. We got into a long discussion. I'm just thankful there was nobody behind me that was in a rush. So, but it was a long discussion. All right, Revelation chapter 12. Here's another explanation of what we just read over in the book of Revelation. Matthew, rather. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 1. Revelation 12 and verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, if you know anything about Joseph's dream that he told his parents and his brothers, you know who the woman is. The woman's Israel. All right? It's not Mary, like the Catholic Church tells you. It's Israel. The woman's Israel. All right? And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. All right? That's the devil. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Now, the Lord is going to do this to you periodically, all right? Do you see what he's doing here? Did you catch it? He keeps flopping back and forth. History, future. History, future. And if you really look at your Bible, you really study your Bible, you're going to find that a lot. Verse 6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. All right, so the anti-Semitism and the oppression and the persecution against Israel is going to get so severe. I mean, we haven't seen anything yet. Nothing. I mean, compared to what's going to come down the trail, things are going to get so severe, they're going to have to flee Israel and hide in the hills and the mountains and in the wilderness. That's where they're going to be hiding. And God is going to miraculously take care of them and feed them just like he did in the Exodus. You know, folks, so much of history gets repeated. so much of it. You know, God goes in circles. God goes in circles. Do you remember what the devil tempted Jesus to do? Do you remember that? He said, hey, look, you fasted 40 days. Why don't you just turn these stones into bread? And Jesus refused to do it, didn't he? Do you know why? Right thing, wrong time. Right thing, wrong time. God's going to do that sometime down the road, but that's what he's going to do for them. Man, I mean, I don't want to be here in the tribulation, all right? Not in any way in the world. but wouldn't it be cool to kind of pick up a rock and it just turns into really good bread? You know, sourdough with butter and honey all over it. Yeah, right? Well, the flight. They're going to have to flee because the persecution is going to be so incredibly horrific. They're going to have to flee. Well, now again, we ask ourselves a question, and we need to get to the answer. Why would God allow his people that he calls the apple of his eye, they made him mad. They rejected him. All right, let's go back to Matthew 27. Matthew chapter 27. You know, Jesus stood before them for 3.5 years, Israel. And wasn't Jesus the light of the world? Wasn't that Jesus' own declaration about himself? He's the light of the world? Now, an old preacher one time said this. Now, I don't know where this saying originated from. I mean, who knows where? But, man, he's right on target. It is right on target. He said, light rejected becomes lightning. Light rejected becomes lightning. Well, certainly did in the case of Israel. Now, in Matthew 27 and verse 24, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then he answered all the people and he said, his blood be on us and our children. Now, someone once said, you know, be careful what you wish for. You may get it. And boy, did they get it. Now, as we study the Old Testament, you know, time and time again, we see that Israel gets into a position where they're, you know, being disobedient to God, and they're favoring idolatry, and they're forsaking the Lord, and so God just exercises divine discipline on them. And, you know, the general way that he does it is he just allows invading armies and enemies of Israel to come in and subjugate them. And, you know, In the worst case scenario, many of them die and are hauled off at the Babylonian and eventually the Persian captivity. You remember that? And then down the road, they repent and they get right, and God extends mercy to them. And, you know, then they're repatriated to some degree, at least, and to the land. And they come and they get some blessings again. And then the whole thing is just a cycle and a cycle and a cycle time after time. But God has never given up on them, as we've seen in past lessons. All right, so... So he said right here, or they said, his blood be on us and our children. All right, go to Psalm 140 with me. Psalm 140. All right, Psalm, middle of your Bible. If you find Job, just go over to your right. If you are looking, if you're on the other side of Psalms, you're in Proverbs, then go back to your left. All right, Psalm 140, verse 9. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Well, this was definitely the mischief of Israel's lips when they said, let his blood be on us and our children. Well, I guess maybe we should be a little careful about what we say. Don't you think? According to the Word of God? And listen to me, folks. I'm pointing three fingers and a thumb back at me when I'm pointing it at you. We need to be a little careful about what we say. All right, go to Matthew 23. Matthew chapter 23. All right, Matthew 23 and verse 29. Yeah, yeah, 29. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. So you see, this crowd was even acknowledging that their forefathers had slain many of the prophets to Israel. You know, they admitted it. They said, yeah, yeah, they did, but we wouldn't have done that. And you know you said things like that too. You know, our great-great-grandfathers did it, but, you know, they were rascals. But we're nice. We wouldn't do that. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Boy, you read these verses, and boy, Jesus was such a feel-good preacher, wasn't he? Just fuzzy, warm feelings, everything all positive. And wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Well, you know, a lot of things did come upon this generation that Jesus was audibly speaking to. A lot of things. Because in 70 AD, Titus and his Roman legions came, and what did they do? They leveled Jerusalem, destroyed the temple. They crucified thousands of them, murdered them, and slaughtered them. They paid a real, real heavy price. Verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. That's Jesus' prediction. Jesus, in anticipation of their rejection of him, full well knowing that they would reject him. He said, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now that's the second advent. That's the second advent. Everything will turn around then. All right, folks, this is the Sword of the Spirit podcast. We're going to take our last break here. And we will be back just a moment, and we'll try to tighten all this stuff up. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this with your friends, your family, and your followers. That way, you'll help us spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
Who doesn't wish for sunny days, that the sky above us would never turn gray? But life isn't always sunshine. We have times that leave us asking why. And when the clouds roll in and tears begin to fall, there must be a reason for it all. Redeemer of the rain, the Lord will never waste our pain. He brings beauty out of brokenness and hope to our heartache.
Healing out of every hurt that invades our shattered world.
We never walk through trials in vain. He's the Redeemer of the rain.
Every problem that we face is sifted by the Father through hands of grace. He'll use the sorrow to draw us, to call us closer to his side.
It's in the middle of the storm we learn to trust that He is always watching over us. Redeemer of the rain, the Lord will never waste our pain. He brings beauty out of brokenness and hope to our heartache.
Healing out of every hurt that invades our shattered world.
We never walk through trials in vain. He's a redeemer of the rain.
Dark days we walk through.
And hold to our heartache.
Healing out of every hurt that invades our shattered world.
We never walk through trials in vain. We've known His mercy long enough to say, He's a redeemer of the rain.
This podcast is hosted on Podhome.fm, an intelligent podcasting platform that you can use to host unlimited shows and episodes and have unlimited downloads. Podhome comes with many intelligent features, like Podhome AI, which automatically creates transcripts, chapters, suggests titles, show notes, detects people, and creates clips. You can use Podhome AI unlimited for all your episodes and all your shows. Go check it out and start your free 7-day trial at podhome.fm.
The church has been silent while the world has raised its voice. And loud and angry tones they took the lead. But all across creation, there's a rumbling in the hills as the chosen ones of God stand up to make His message known.
I'm gonna shout it from the housetops, proclaim it from the mountaintops, tell the world around me Jesus saves. I have made my choice, I'm gonna make a joyful noise. The world will hear my voice, Jesus says.
The rocks and hills were ready to proclaim the Savior's might, but the Spirit of the Lord said they should wait. You see, God knew His children were ready to march on and proclaim His word throughout the land and seal the devil's fate.
But the world still tells us daily that God is not alive, and salvation's plan is just a fairy tale. But their lies don't change the truth.
Jesus died for you,
and the word says His returning could happen any day. I'm gonna
shout it from the housetops, proclaim it from the mountaintops, tell the world around me Jesus saves. I have made my choice, I'm gonna make a joyful noise. The world will hear my voice, Jesus saves.
We have heard the joyful sound,
Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
I'm gonna shout it from the housetops, proclaim it from the mountaintops. Tell the world around me Jesus saves. I have made my choice, I'm gonna make a joyful noise. The world will hear my voice, Jesus saves. The world will hear my voice, Jesus saves. The world will hear my voice, Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
Amen, and praise the Lord that Jesus saves. Amen, that we don't have to trust our own works. All right, head over to Acts chapter 22, folks. Acts chapter 22. All right, Paul had something to say about this. Acts chapter 22. All right. Acts chapter 22 and verse 17. Now, what we're going to have here is Paul's testimony immediately following his salvation. This is his post-salvation testimony. Acts chapter 22 and verse 17. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and kept the raiment of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. So Paul's own testimony was that he and all those that participated consented unto the death of Stephen the martyr. You see, there was such an intense hatred on the part of the Jewish people themselves against Jesus Christ and the gospel of Christ that is portrayed all the way through to Stephen. Now, when we study the dispensations, right, and I can only give you, you know, a snippet of it right now, and it's pretty interesting though to see that God gave Israel three opportunities to receive Christ. The first opportunity or the first rejection occurs over in Matthew chapter 12 when they accused Jesus of being in league with the devil. And they actually said that the miracles he does and all the things that he's doing is all through the power of the devil. All right, so that was rejection number one. Not coincidentally, the very next chapter, in chapter 13, Jesus goes into a parabolic mode in his teaching. And he presents seven parables in Matthew chapter 13 that the unbelievers don't get and understand. And he says that they won't get it. Why? Because they rejected him. They rejected him. Those that reject the truth are blind to the truth. And that's a classic illustration of it. Now, the second time they rejected Christ, they crucified him and said what we just read over in Matthew 27, let his blood be upon us and on our children. All right, now the third time they rejected Christ was via the message of Stephen. Now, if you go back to Acts chapter 7, you know, he's just rehearsing to Israel the whole messianic promise and fulfillment of that promise. And he's telling them, you know, you guys crucified your Messiah. Oh, man, they didn't like that. They didn't like that at all. So what did they do? They dragged him out and then they stoned him. Rejection number three. God has a lot of mercy. A lot of grace, doesn't he? Let me give you a chance. Oh, you blew that. All right, I'll give you another chance. You blew that. All right, I'll give you another chance. Man, you blew that. You know what God says? I'll give you another chance, but you'll have to wait about 2,000 years for this one. I'm going to push you to the back burner of the stove, and you're going to wait. And then we learn what happens during that interim of time through the ministry of the Apostle Paul, who was the apostle to the Gentiles. And so all of a sudden, the Gentile dispensation is ushered in, and you know, thank God. Thank God for it. Thank God that you got in on it. Thank God I got in on it. I am so glad that we did. So Paul's testimony here concerning Stephen, all right, look back in Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7. Let's get a little glimpse of the story here. Acts chapter 7. And so this is the conclusion of Stephen's message. And let me tell you something. You know, Stephen's one of those really, you know, feel-good preachers also, you know. Verse 31. I'm sorry, 51. Verse 51. Here's what he's saying to them. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And have they slain them? And have they slain them, which showed before the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the dispensation of angels, and have not kept it. So, Stephen, man, he's kind of rough. He's kind of rough on them. And they don't like it. You know, it's definitely not one of those prosperity gospels. You know, definitely not that. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. They cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran up upon him with one accord. I mean, these people are so juvenile. You know, they're plugging up their ears. We don't want to hear this. We don't want to hear this. Give me a rock. And cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. You know, there's some interesting things here. And we don't have time to comment on all of it, but one of them is worthy of our observation right now. All right, verse 56. Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Doesn't Jesus sit at the right hand of God? Isn't that what your Bible says? He sits at the right hand of God? Now, folks, listen, this makes for some really great, great inspirational preaching, but it's only inspirational when you can say, see, the Lord stood up to welcome home a good soldier. And you know something? I've preached it that way, and I've heard preaching that way. The thing is, I told people that I was preaching it inspirationally. But doctrinally, there's something entirely different going on here. Entirely different. Do you know what it is? Jesus hadn't sat down yet. Do you know why he hadn't sat down yet? Israel was still being given one more opportunity. Now listen, had they responded positively to Stephen's message, then a whole new ball game would have been initiated. Whole new one. The tribulation would have been ushered in. And that's according to the words of Jesus. The second advent would have been on the fairly immediate horizon. And that explains, think about it, that explains why Jesus in Acts chapter 1 at his ascension never explains to them exactly when he was coming back. A lot of stuff in this book, isn't there? It's a lot of stuff. All right, so let's go to Revelation 16. Revelation 16. Now, what we're doing is we're simply examining why God is allowing his people Israel to go through such horrific persecution. Not only have they been through it historically, and folks, if you haven't studied, honestly, if you haven't studied the whole historical persecution of Israel over the last 2,000 years, it's a fascinating study. It is an absolutely fascinating, it would take several weeks or months really to get through all of that, you know, if we were to teach that. But you know, needless to say, it's a people that have been scattered and persecuted and run out of countries and just on and on and on. You know, I gave you just a little bit of it when I told you about Ferdinand and Isabella of Spain in 1492, and Thomas de Torquemada and Cromwell welcomed them into England. But there's been a lot more to it than that. But there's something else we should know. Jesus made a prediction based on their own personal curse that they pronounced on themselves. They pronounced a curse on themselves. Jesus said, here's the deal. And then Paul just reaffirms that. Revelation 16, verse 1. Revelation 16, verse 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. Now, folks, my recommendation to you, number one, don't take the mark. If you plan on missing the rapture, if you don't plan on getting saved before the tribulation, if you don't plan on getting saved and you plan on working your way through the tribulation or trying to endure to the end, don't take the mark. Don't take the mark. You'd be better off dying as a martyr, all right? But don't take the mark. That's another sermon. We're not going to get into that. Verse 3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. All right, now this takes us down into the law of sowing and reaping. All right, sowing and reaping. Jesus and Stephen and Paul all accused Israel of slaying, historically, the voices of God, the prophets that were sent to them. You shed the blood of the voice that I sent you, someday you're going to drink it. And just like Moses was authorized by God to turn the rivers of Egypt into blood, someday you're going to drink it. Wow. Wow. Not so good. So it's a matter of sowing and reaping. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. God actually gave Israel a very early warning about all these things. All right, go all the way back to Deuteronomy, chapter 31. Deuteronomy in your Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, fifth book of your Old Testament. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 16. Deuteronomy 31, 16. And the Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the god of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them. Whither they go to be among them and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all of the evils which have wrought in that they turned to other gods. Now, therefore, write ye this song for you, and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of their mouths, out of the mouths of their seed, for I know their imagination which they go about even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Wow, you know, there's a lot of interest here, a lot of interesting things there. And then the Song of Moses, you know, you get that over in chapter 32. You know what Israel is going to be singing over in the tribulation? The Song of Moses. Do you know what they're going to be praying? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do you remember that? Do you remember where that prayer is? Well, that's in the Sermon on the Mount, right? You know what the Sermon on the Mount is? It's the constitutional form of a coming kingdom. It all makes a lot of sense now, doesn't it? Now, here we are in this day and age, and we've lived to see this intensification of animosity and hate against the Jews. Now, in the days of our grandparents and our parents, you know, World War II and so on, you know, it was, you know, primarily concentrated in Nazi Germany and Italy and some other places. But boy, I mean, today, it has just proliferated worldwide. It's a whole different ballgame today. Now, I think about, we have all these terrorist groups, right? And I'm not even going to begin to try to pronounce them all. But, you know, there are quite a few of them out there, you know. But when you look at like an Al-Qaeda, which is a worldwide network, and all of those countries that have been infiltrated, you know, by these, you know, animalistic terrorist groups, you know, Syria, North Africa, Iraq, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, the Palestinian territories, Gaza, the Islamic Republic of Iran, and just the list goes on and on and on. And believe me, I'm sure there's plenty more. Even though some of these are Sunnis and some of these are Shiites and they have differences among themselves, they all agree on one thing. One thing they all agree on. They hate Israel. And they're plotting the extermination of Israel. That's one thing that they absolutely all agree on. And they're multiplying and they're growing. And what's going to happen is, one day, there's going to be enough of this universal hatred out there that Jerusalem is going to be in the center of the crosshairs. Now, Lord willing, this is going to be next week's lesson, but in other words, next week, I want to show you what happens next. Next week, I want to show you what happens next. All right? And folks, not even Fox News knows, but the Bible knows. The Bible knows. Amen? And that's what we're going to get into, Lord willing, what happens next. But I lost my place. I don't know where I was going with that. You know, does that ever happen to you? I get occasionally side, you know, do you have that problem? Like, for example, did you ever forget where you put your glasses and then you realize you're wearing them? That happens to me all the time. I walk around that place like a lunatic looking for my glasses, not realizing that if I didn't have my glasses on, I wouldn't be able to see. So, you know, it happens. It happens. All right. But, you know, we have all these groups. I know what I was going to say. And it really looks like so utterly, absolutely disastrous. But do you know what God's going to do? I'm going to tell you what God's going to do and what God's doing. Jerusalem's the bait. Jerusalem is the bait. The Jew is the bait. And they're all starting to come to the bait. And God has that whole thing orchestrated. He's got that whole thing orchestrated. So when you get over in Zechariah, you know what you got? You've got the nations of the world all aimed at Jerusalem, don't you? You've got the nations of the world all aimed at Jerusalem. And God says, ha, I got them all in one place. Well, what do you know about that? Not that God needs to needs them in one place, you know, but he's going to have them all in one place. And then you get over to Revelation 16, and then there's a battle that's so horrific that the blood will be as deep as a horse's reins. It's the Battle of Armageddon. What a deal, man, right? What a deal. Now, we could be fatalist and just say, oh, well, you know, whatever will be, and God will take care of it. And absolutely, he will. He'll take care of it. However, there's still this little equation in your Bible that you cannot ignore. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. Don't you want to be on the record of being on the right side? Because you want the blessings of God on you, don't you? Don't you? And if you don't, you're a fool. I mean, I want the blessings of God in my life and mine, my family. And you, my extended family. You know, every time I hear how God has blessed you, I like it. You know, I get a buzz out of it. I get a thrill. Just like today, when one of our listeners let me know that their aunt was cancer free, that's a blessing. I got excited for that. I really did. I like to see God bless His children. I really do. And you know something, folks? I really and sincerely, from my heart, sincerely hope that it rains on your pastures. That's a real blessing. All right, folks. Well, that will just about do it for us for tonight. Don't forget to head on over to some of those new modern podcasting apps like True Fans. Get yourself an account over there and check them all out. Check out Fountain.fm. If you're a new podcaster, you're looking to get started in podcasting, head over to podhome.fm, get yourself an account there. Great, great, great platform to be a part of. All right, folks, also head over to our website, swordofthespiritpodcast.com. Click on that contact section. Let us know what you have, any comments or questions. Look for that support button as well. You know, help us out with a contribution. We would really, really appreciate it because we cannot do any of this without your help. All right, folks. Thanks for taking the time to be with us, and until we see each other again, win the lost, no matter the cost. God bless you. Take care.
Well, that's about it, really.